Whoever values peace of mind and the soul's health will live the best of all possible lives. Marcus Aurelius. Would you like to have even a little more calm and composure in your life? A little more peace? A little more ease? It is undeniable that life will life you. It will throw all sorts of stuff at you. In this, you get to see what a nightmare your head can be. It's our relationship with what is that really matters, and it's the one thing we can actually do something about. The key here is the ability not to fight with or even to deny reality. How often have you struggled against something that is happening right under your nose? It certainly may not be what you want or expect, but like being stuck in traffic, the resistance only hurts you. It never changes the reality. Being able to change your world is admirable, but on equal footing is the ability to accept what you have no control over. Learning to do that in traffic is one thing, but learning to do that when an emotional response to your past resurfaces is a whole other thing. You can try to change what's happening internally, distract or sedate yourself, and maybe even attempt to suppress it. That may work on a temporary basis, but it always comes back. Not to haunt you, mind, but to be released, like a bad meal. It was not pleasant at the time, but when it's gone, it doesn't come back. Here's some personal advice. Don't crimp the tube. Let it flow. Certainly, there is a time when you need to hold it together, but there's also time to release. And when that time is here, you need to let it happen. If it's done right, it'll be like a wave. It may be big and scary, but relax into it, and it will peak, fall, and move on. Let it flow, but don't get lost in it. This means you have an anchor, a place to stand while the storm blows itself out. When you have a place to stand, you need not fear anything, nothing. You won't get swept away by the wave, and you can let the pressure release in a graceful and healthy way. By relaxing into it, the event has a way of balancing out. It has a way of not being so intense. It lessens and lessens until it's done. Your nervous system is back in balance. Do your best not to get involved in the story. Every storm runs out of rain, and when it does, there's a cleansing, a lightness of being. You're left with a real power gained from experience. You can embrace everything and come out the other side much better. In fact, get skilled at this and you are free, regardless of the weather. So, prioritize and protect your peace. That doesn't always mean peace from. It also means peace with. Here's an important question for you. Do you know why you don't have the calm you want now? Why, you may ask? It's because you don't prioritize it. And do you know why you don't prioritize it? It is because you don't realize how important and crucial it is. Clarity is the ability to see things as they are, not to be swayed by every passing random worry, fear, and frustration. Clear thinking is effective thinking. It's easy thinking. You're not burdened by what you can't control. So then, clarity equals wisdom and intuition. Wisdom is so important. It means we can be effective. It means we can meet the needs of the moment. It means we can be creative with the cards we're dealt. We all have wisdom and intuition. It's that often we just don't listen. And or our minds are so busy, carried away by the events of another moment. The signal isn't that clear. Wisdom comes from being calmer and more present. Calm is crucial to you being effective in life and enjoying all of it. It's so important. Now, since it's one of the life skills you can acquire, how will you prioritize and practice being calmer? That is the question. But I think you'll put a lot more emphasis on it now. You know what a key piece of the puzzle it is. You'll notice yourself not being calm sooner and can return quicker. Life is about stepping up to the next step. Even when you don't know. The fact is, we never know. We think we know, but it's all a guess, an assumption, a possibility. Isn't it? It's important to plan, however. Reality tends to mess with even the greatest ideas. Hold them lightly, even though you will never really see the top of the stairs. That's okay. All you have to do is pay attention to the very next step. Instead of floating off into the future, get present. The next step is manageable. You may have to decide yes or no, but you can do that, and you must. Sitting on the fence just hurts, but seeing the top of the staircase, no one can do that, and when we try, nothing happens. When you try and take in the whole staircase at once, it may feel like a lie. However, you can handle anything by breaking it down into a step-by-step journey. You may have already heard about the many benefits of present moment thinking. When you live in the present, the many stresses of the mind do not bother you. However, if you've ever tried to stay in the present for a long period of time, you'll notice that your brain automatically travels to your past and future. This is to be expected as you transition to focusing on the present moment. Even some of the most skilled present moment thinkers encounter times when they have difficulty concentrating. It becomes easier with practice, but there will always be times when you get distracted. When you first begin to think in the present moment, you may be tempted to feel impatient and frustrated. Frustration will only worsen things and is the opposite of what you've set out to accomplish. Instead, look at it as a good thing. If you're frustrated, you're noticing when your mind starts to wander and you can return it to the present. Mindfulness meditation is based on the idea of being in the present moment. Therefore, it's an excellent practice to pick up in your life. Try to make time to do it every day. Try to meditate around the same time each day for the best results. Meditating allows you to practice staying in the present moment when you're alone and avoiding distractions. You'll be able to notice the times when your mind is active versus when you're calmer. Once you've mastered this awareness, you can begin to apply your skills to other portions of your day to expand the amount of time that you spend in the present moment. It sounds simple enough, but one of the most difficult obstacles to present moment thinking seems to be just making time for you. You might tell yourself that it's time to meditate, but your mind nags you to accomplish one more chore before bedtime. Before you know it, you feel as if you don't have any additional time for yourself. This is when you must put your foot down and prioritize your meditation time. The next step is to practice while you're going through the motions of everyday life. Of course, your mind will drift between the past and future during certain times. It's to be expected. However, try to avoid letting your mind dwell outside the present. Make your decisions using the past and future as necessary, and then move on with your life in the present. After you've mastered some meditation techniques, try meditating during those times of the day when you're doing routine activities. Instead of letting your mind wander, stay present as you engage in activities like brushing your teeth or waiting for the coffee to be ready. As you continue to practice, you'll notice many opportunities to stay in the present moment. Seize these opportunities whenever you can and enjoy the many benefits. Remember, if we learn how to practice mindfulness, we will always have a place to be when life gives us a little more than we bargained for.